Shabbat Shalom. As human beings, we are defined in part by our strivings and our desires. We set up goals for ourselves, what we want to learn, what we want to become, where we want to go, what we want to accomplish. And these act as internal compasses as we make our way through each day, one foot in the present and one foot in the future. We plan and try to put things in place, but sometimes unexpected circumstances lead us to radically change direction, for better or worse. When life takes inexplicable, unpredictable turns, we want to find a rationale. We want to impose order on what we cannot often understand. So we tell stories to explain the inexplicable. At the end of his life, Moses didn't get to enter the promised land. Though he led the Israelites out of slavery and journeyed through the desert for 40 years, his life ends before he gets to step into the land. The Torah and its commentators try to explain why Moses deserved this fate. This week's Torah portion presents one such explanation. After Miriam's death in the desert, the Israelites have difficulty finding water. They complain incessantly to Moses, who reacts in anger and frustration, striking a rock instead of speaking to it to bring forth water as God had commanded. The Torah explains that this is the reason why Moses does not get to enter the promised land. It is his own actions that determined his destiny. The story seeks to justify what seems like an unjust ending for Moses, the greatest leader we've ever had. And yet we know from experience that a person's destiny is not a matter of just rewards. On the one hand, it needs to be acknowledged that sometimes there is a correlation between action, reward, and punishment. For example, as a society, legislating and enforcing stronger gun safety regulations will save lives. Working to protect the environment will sustain life on Earth. Yet on the other hand, much of what happens in life is beyond our control. As Ecclesiastes writes, at times, the righteous get what the wicked deserve, and the wicked get what the righteous deserve. For the writer of Ecclesiastes, reward and punishment based on justice does not exist. Life simply goes the way it goes. There is no making sense of it. In the face of all this uncertainty and lack of agency, Ecclesiastes states that the best we can do is to enjoy the moments of plenty. Life itself is the goal and the reward. There is no easy life. We all have struggles, large and small, private and public. No one gets through life without tremendous loss. Yet we have the capacity for reaching inward for strength, even when it feels like we don't have anything left, even when we want to give up. Most people don't accomplish everything they set out to do, even if it seems that they've reached the pinnacle of fulfillment. Goals and desires change throughout a life. Our aspirations are not fixed. It is human nature to constantly strive. We barely reach one goal before another has replaced it. Most of us will never fully complete, never fully accomplish, never fully achieve what we have set out for ourselves. But we cannot look at our lives as isolated entities. No life is separate from the rest of humanity. So while Moses seemed to die unjustly without setting foot in the promised land, His personal story is linked to one much larger than himself. The people he led out of slavery did reach the promised land, and we are still heading there from generation to generation. What work are we leaving undone that will be picked up and fulfilled by the next generation? Honi the Wise One, also known as Honi the Circle Maker, was famous for drawing circles and stepping inside of them, reciting prayers for rain and petitioning God. He was considered a miracle maker, yet even he was puzzled by the meaning of life. One day, Honi was walking on the road and he saw a man planting a carob tree. Honi asked the man, "How long will it take for this tree to bear fruit?" The man replied, 70 years. Honi then asked the man, "And do you think you will live another 70 years to eat the fruit of this tree?" The man answered, "Perhaps not. However, when I was born into the world, I found many carob trees planted by those who came before me. Just as they planted trees for me, I am planting trees for future generations so that they will be able to eat the fruit of these trees." Life rarely turns out the way we may have anticipated. There is no guarantee. Even time is not guaranteed. Not one day is owed to us. If we see life as unfinished because our goals are not completely achieved, we are robbing ourselves of a more holistic view. Our hopes and our dreams are carried forward. And if we are lucky, we too can see the first sprouts from the seeds that we plant. Our sages said, "It is not incumbent upon us to complete the work, nor can we desist from it. The holiness is in the striving."